This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, glad you're with us. Hour two underway and time to get into the ladies' lounge tonight. We are so thrilled to have our next guest because... Well, she's new to the broadcast. We love introducing new voices. The whole purpose of the lady segment is to let some of these really brilliant people that happen to be female in media that don't get the level of exposure that I feel like they should and give them a little bit of another platform to come and harp about things that they want to talk about. And I saw her on Fox News a few weeks ago, and I thought, man, she is too good not to have on at some point in time, and she was gracious enough to book 2 weeks out. So I was really grateful that she was willing to do it and to come on at this time just before the election. She's a political writer for The Federalist, which is a fantastic website. I strongly encourage you to check it out. In fact, a lot of our best guests have come from there. D.C. McAllister is a part of that organization, and Bethany Shondell writes for them, and numbers of other people that I really enjoy. But Bree Payton is a staff writer for them, and she now joins us live from somewhere. I'm not even sure where she's at tonight. Hello, Bree.
Hi, thanks. Good, how are you?
Good. Where would you be calling home tonight? Where are you calling us from?
I am calling in from Washington, D.C.
Oh, you're in the thick of everything down there.
Yes.
How do you survive without daily feeling like you're just living in the grimiest place on earth?
Well, Washington, D.C. is actually one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. I mean, we have the Smithsonian Museums, we have beautiful parks, we have beautiful monuments, and we have a lot of really smart people that you get to have drinks with all the time here, you know. So I think there are a lot of really good things about this city, and I really enjoy living here, truthfully.
But for the last 8 years... It's been a bushel over a candle or something along those lines. The only reason I say that is I worked in D.C. for a while. I was with a different couple of think tanks there, and I remember what the city was like when Bush was president, and it was kind of cool. You ran into conservatives on every street corner, and it's kind of changed a little bit in those regards. Before we get into the details of some of the stuff you've written about, which I think is actually really phenomenal stuff, you have a very broad range in terms of your areas of interest, and that's one of the things that intrigues me with the writers that I like to read. But why do you do what you do? What motivated you to want to become a commentator, an opinion former about the culture that you live in?
Sure. Well, I mean, to be honest, it kind of just happened. For 2 years, I worked as an investigative reporter for a nonprofit news organization called Watchdog.org, which is a project of the Franklin Center. And I really enjoyed just being a hard news reporter and not giving my own commentary. And then I just kind of fell into the role that I have now. And I've been really enjoying it. And I think that a lot of times, I guess throughout this year and just through this whole 2016 campaign cycle, I've just been really surprised at how biased the media really is. And that's right. Something that I really didn't believe it until over the past year or so. You know, I thought when people complained about the liberal media, I thought they were being really dramatic. But, you know, just watching the way that they've handled Donald Trump in particular has been very interesting. And just, you know, the different kinds of treatments that you see over and over for political figures, depending on which side of the aisle they happen to stand on, has been something that's, you know, I've really come to realize is a true thing, right? Like, the media does really tend to be liberal. So I really appreciate just being able to give, like, add some volume to the other side, just to balance it out and give people, you know, something that they wouldn't normally hear all the time. So I think that, in this whole kind of conversation of objectivity, I do think that commentary does have a place in objectivity, if that makes sense. I think that if you, right now we have some, the volume on the left and the mainstream media is just so loud that I do think that adding voices to the right side of the aisle, just kind of helps to even out the volume levels. If that
makes sense. I think that technology has been a great leveler of the playing field as well, because people can now go seek what they are looking for a lot more than they could before the internet was around. We're speaking with Bree Payton. She has written for organizations like Watchdog, and also she has her degree in political journalism. But you've also seen some of her work in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Times, World Magazine. I've loved the guys at World Magazine for years, The Daily Caller, and now she writes for The Federalist, and I'm interested, and she primarily reports on culture and millennial politics. Bree, the millennial vote has been something that seems to have evaded Hillary in this process, and she continues, even in recent days, to do things to insult Bernie Sanders or her team does, and some of the pull that he had with them. What's your feeling about how millennials are going to turn out or not turn out come Tuesday?
Sure. So I think millennials are just burned out at this point. So
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Yeah. So, you know, I think that they truly are burned out. And I think that they really do feel like the system is rigged. And certainly all the email dumps that we've been getting, the DNC email leaks, the Podesta email leaks and the like, really does seem to indicate that that feeling is a true phenomenon, right? So I think we're going to see a much lower turnout among millennial voters this election cycle than we did in 2012 and 2008. And you are right that Hillary Clinton has had a really tough time reaching millennials. And what's also been interesting is that she has had a hard time reaching women. And I think it's particularly interesting that she has a hard time getting the female vote when she's running against Donald Trump, who is like the loudest misogynist ever, right? So it is interesting, like, she is such a bad candidate and her policies and what she says are so bad and are turning so many women off that she can't even run an effective campaign in terms of garnering the female vote against a candidate like Trump. So I do really think that come Tuesday, come November 8th, we are just going to kind of see a malaise from a lot of these different voter groups that she was supposed to turn out. In particular, now we're kind of looking at the early voting results, and we're also seeing that she's having a hard time getting the black vote, too, which is something that she was supposed to have in the bag.
And by the way, so that's with President and Mrs. Obama on the trail for her and Kanye and Beyonce out there, or Jay-Z and Beyonce out there. I mean, she's done everything that you think would work and did work for Obama two times in a row, but it's not having the sticking point. And when you consider that his strength with African Americans, millennials, and women, particularly single women, were so strong, if she doesn't do some sort of replication of his model, she's going to have a very early night on Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't think that her issues with black voters should come as that much of a surprise. Throughout this entire year, I've watched her dismiss and yell at and tell black supporters at her rallies to sit down and shut up, basically, and that she would only talk to white people about racial issues. So I don't think that it's that big of a surprise that she's struggling to get their vote, because they know that, you know, she's full of it, and that when push comes to shove, she's not going to do things that are actually going to help them. She's just using them as photo ops, basically, which is what one of the Black Lives Matter co-founders, Alicia Garza, said in an interview a couple of months ago with USA Today, is that the Clintons don't actually do anything to help African Americans. They're just in it to try and get their votes and use them basically as props.
Yeah. We're speaking with Bree Payton. She's the culture and millennial politics writer for The Federalist, and she's written on some very interesting things in recent days. You ran across what people are Googling. This has, I think, in essence, to do with the election, primarily since a week from last Friday, where the laptop was found and the FBI reopened the case. We just found out this week, at least we believe, that Mr. Prince, businessman, entrepreneur, former Navy SEAL, said, you know, he's got sources deep in the NYPD. The NYPD basically forced the FBI to reopen the case because before the FBI ever had the laptop, the NYPD had gotten a subpoena, had gotten a warrant, had gone into those emails, those 650,000 emails, and there's all kinds of stuff in there, Bree, that when it actually hits, it's gonna be some of the ugliest stuff that American politics has ever seen. And that's why the NYPD went to the FBI and said, if you don't reopen the case, we're gonna hold a press conference and we're gonna name names of what we know. They said, well, we'll take a look at it. Justice come back to him and said that if you do this, we're going to charge one of the guys that was involved in the Eric Garner case. They charged him on October the 25th. NYPD didn't back down. FBI opened the case. I don't know if it's going to still have an impact on what's going to happen Tuesday, but I think it may have had enough of an impact already.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think just the fact that it's been interesting to see kind of the response from the left saying that, oh, the Republican Party is using the FBI as, like, this political tool in order
Bree,
to hit
hold
Hillary.
That thought. We've got to take this break. Coming right back, Bree Payton from The Federalist, our guest tonight in the Ladies'
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Kevin McCullough. That's the Hot Sardines, and we're welcoming you back into Radio Night Live here in New York. That's a live. I put the live shot back up on Biz TV. Do we have? Is that Olaf? That's Olaf and Elsa running through Times Square now. Man, they pimp everything. And that's Anna. That's not Elsa. Whatever. I don't know my Frozen. No, they're both there. And some really perverted-looking Mickey Mouse thing. It's not really Disneyland. Anyway, welcome to New York, safely inside our studios. No cartoon characters to assault you here. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back. And Bree Payton is a staff writer for The Federalist. She writes on culture and millennial politics for that organization. And she's covered everything from Kanye West to the Supreme Court. And someday that those two might merge, Bree, because doesn't he want to run for president in 2020?
Yeah, supposedly, yes, he does. Yeah.
I'm not a real big believer that it will actually happen, but okay. So you were on your way to making a very good point just before we had to break, and we were talking about the ability for these polls to, you know, not really reflect, I think, what is going on in the actual electorate. You've spent most of your last year kind of having your eyes open to how the media has handled this. Is Trump going to win on Tuesday from where you sit?
Sure. So I think that as all the information that we have, all the numbers that we have right now do seem to indicate that Hillary Clinton will likely be the victor. However, I do think it's going to be a lot closer than people are predicting. I think we're kind of getting this message or this narrative that, you know, it's going to be this huge blowout election and they're going to call the election, you know, before midnight for Hillary and all this stuff. I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think that it's going to be a lot closer than people think it's going to be.
All right. So, but you're still calling it a win for Hillary.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
All right.
I think we are going to have a Madam President for the next couple of years.
So talk to me about this.
One term.
So talk to me about this article you wrote about people Googling her name, wanting to know if she had been indicted yet.
Yes. Okay, so new data from Google Trends revealed that the people Googling Hillary Clinton's name, the top three things that they want to know about Hillary Clinton when they are Googling her, they want to know how old she is, they want to know how rich she is, and they want to know when she's going to get indicted and when she's going to go to jail, which I think the combination is really telling, right? So throughout this entire cycle, we've kind of seen Hillary Clinton time and time again skirt the law and skirt our justice system and just kind of get away with these insane things that no one else would be able to get away with, largely because she is rich and she is powerful and she is this out-of-touch kind of older person. So I do think that it is interesting that people are wondering or asking questions about those three things most commonly.
Well, it's, I think when you've seen as much corruption, and it's not like all of her corruption happened behind closed doors. It's not like she was under deposition, sworn testimony, the door was shut, the judge, you know, and then we found out about it afterwards. She's the one that came out at the United Nations and held a press conference and said, oh, I only use two devices because I was too dumb to know how to get all my email on one or something along those lines. And to say, well, you know, I turned everything over when she knew full well she certainly hadn't. And then so we kind of live with that scandal, right, for the last couple of years, and we see the different layers to it. And her statements are public, so you can kind of like spot every time she's lying. And then this discovery of Huma Abedin's laptop, I mean, it's just like you're like, wow, this woman really she doesn't even have any concept of self-awareness when she lies. Like, it's just so deeply ingrained. And I think that people are really afraid of that.
Yeah, and you know, when Hillary Clinton had her fainting spell on 9/11, it was really interesting to kind of watch the way that her team handled it, and she handled it herself, right? At first, we were told that, oh, nothing happened at all, like, you're crazy for even thinking anything happened, even though we saw her being dragged into a van. And then later, we were told that she was dehydrated, and then after that, we were told that she has pneumonia, and then there are other details about her team saying that she doesn't drink enough water, she has issues with drinking water. So I think just the levels of lies that were coming out of that incident about drinking water really does indicate that Hillary Clinton has a problem with telling the truth, even if it's something as simple as that.
It's like her automatic function, her auto set settings. Is to automatically lie. Whether she has to or not, it's just like, I've just got to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's just really been astounding to me to watch her now kind of come out and, you know, it's now coming to light that she really did accept large sums of money. The Clinton Foundation accepted large sums of money when she was Secretary of State from foreign governments, and it seems like a lot of the decisions that she made when she was in that very powerful position seems to benefit those who wrote her checks. And I think it's interesting that that doesn't seem to just really freak everyone out and make them not want to vote for her.
Sure.
Right? So she is capable of selling every single job that she's had. She's been a sellout and has done things just to benefit herself at the expense of America. And she's demonstrated that ability or that behavior in every single job that she's ever had. And so I think to elect her president would just really be a huge mistake for our country to do.
Well, it's interesting to hear this perspective, particularly from the nation's capital. I personally think that the polls have been severely oversampled in the Democratic favor. I remember the ABC Washington Post poll was found to have said that they sampled Republicans at about 27%. Republicans have never voted less than 32% in any election of my lifetime.
Right.
And so, you know, but even in that poll where they're, you know, they favored them by a 9% sample, Trump's now leading or tied on almost every daily tracking that they do in that poll, meaning that there's been this massive movement there. And the other thing that has bothered me about the polling is, and Heat Street did a great piece on this yesterday, nearly every one of the major networks aligned themselves with a polling organization that had some direct connection to Hillary or one of her more significant supporters. And like the NBC poll with SurveyMonkey, the guy, he's given like $75,000 to the Clinton campaign. So you're kind of like, well, I don't think that the polls are really there. So what's there left to kind of go off of? My own feeling is that the attendance in the rallies has been really key. In the month of September, she averaged 300 people per rally. She only saw 4,000 people the entire month. He's averaged consistently, you know, thousands and thousands at every stop. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be worth watching. And I know you'll be writing about it as we come down the stretch here. And I want people to follow you on Twitter and also read your stuff in The Federalist. Bree Payton, thank you so much for being with us tonight in your debut appearance in the Ladies' Lounge. I hope it was a good experience for you.
Oh, yes. I had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. We'll have you back soon because you write about all this other cool stuff we didn't even get into. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming back live from New York. Going to take your phone calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Calls from Pennsylvania and L.A. already on the line, and we're going to take those as we continue. It's the last election, last night that we're on the air here on this Saturday before the election. What's going to happen from your perspective? Who do you think is going to win? Is it going to be a close win for Hillary, or is Kevin right? Is it going to be a blowout? not a big blowout, but a medium-sized blowout for Donald Trump. I want to know your thoughts from where you are, where you see the race.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
All right,
boys, boys.
Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being with us live from New York every Saturday night. Being brought to you by the good people at MyPillow.com. Get four pillows And three of them will be free tonight when you call 800-506-2641. You just tell them you want the Mike Lindell, Kevin McCullough special. You buy one pillow of perfect form-fitting support that's going to be guaranteed to get you into REM cycle sleep every single night. It doesn't work, you send it back. They send your money back. But they never do that because nobody ever sends them back. I mean, very, very tiny. They sold 11 million in March. They've sold 26 million as of tonight. But anyway, call and see for yourself. If you haven't tried one, try it. It will change your life. They guarantee the best night's sleep. And if you keep it past the 60-day money-back guarantee portion, they will warranty it for 10 years. Meaning, if something goes wrong with it, they'll replace it at no cost to you. It's MyPillow. You can go on MyPillow.com, use my promo code KMC, or just call my number, and you will get this deal. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Okay, speaking of campaign trail troubles, did you see the mess that the president had yesterday when trying to campaign on behalf of Hillary and a Trump supporter showed up? Take a look at this little batch of fun times right here.
Hey, everybody! Everybody! Hey! Hey! Listen up! Hey! I told you to be focused, and you're not focused right now. Listen to what I'm saying.
So you didn't see, if you're watching on Biz TV, you missed the first part of that. But there was a gentleman there with a Trump sign, and he was just doing what, you know, people do, start yelling out for his thing. And everybody went nuts, and nobody was listening to the president. He was trying to tell him to be quiet, calm down, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's listening to him. Nobody's listening to him. But, you know, they're going to all listen to him to go vote for Hillary, right? He's going to turn them out? I don't know. I think that Trump's going to have a big night on Tuesday. I think that the Trump supporters are fired up. I think they want to see change come. Let's see what you think. Line 1, Walt in Pennsylvania. Welcome. Thank you for your patience. You're on with us, Walt. Good to have you.
Hi, Kevin. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with Mr. Lindell what he said about this election boiling down to common sense. I think if the people in this country have any semblance of self-respect and common sense and common decency left, Trump will be elected in a landslide. Kevin, I think if the people of this country are foolish enough to elect Hillary and they give her a rubber stamp lapdog Congress to go along with it, this country is going to degenerate into a de facto dictatorship. Now, Kevin, notwithstanding all of the lying, the fraud, the treason, all the other things the Clintons have been involved with over the years, what really scares me, Kevin, is what they did in Waco, Texas. In my opinion, Waco, it was a genocide. It was an atrocity. It was a crime against humanity. And in my opinion, the Clintons should be made to stand. They should have, like, Nuremberg trials.
All right.
The Clintons should be required to answer to.
Walt, I appreciate your forthrightness. Thank you for your call, 888-340-3373. One phone line open. I'm just taking your calls the rest of the way. How do you think the election's going to go? What do you think is going to happen on Tuesday? Who's going to win? By how much? What's your feeling about it? Also, if you're in one of those states, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nevada, Utah tonight, I want to know, if you're in one of those states, what do you think is going to happen in your state? Because if Trump wins all of those states, Hillary's not even going to want to get out of bed the next morning. It will be a shellacking of historic proportions. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to John calling from Los Angeles and watching us on Biz TV there. Hello, John.
Hey, Kevin, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great, great. Well, Kevin, the reason why I was giving you a call is I wanted to help contribute a little bit more information relative to the fact that all throughout this campaign, Hillary's been really harassing Donald about some purported relationship with Putin, right? and wanted to provide some information after I did some serious research, because I am absolutely certain that Hillary is fully familiar with Donald's relationship, not with Putin, but with an enemy of Putin, which is a country, the Republic of Georgia.
Okay, we got 20 seconds. Can you boil it down for us, John? Because we got a lot of people that want to get in.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what I was going to say is that Donald Trump, back in 2012, signed a joint agreement with the president.
Okay, John, hold on. You're in the weeds. Hold on. We got to take this break. Come right back. That's Kevin McCullough.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
1681. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York on Saturday night. And we've got of course, the podcast and everything that we do at TheBingeThinker.com. You can find it if you're watching us on Biz TV. It's right there at the bottom of the screen, TheBingeThinker.com. And we are always eager to hear from you here on the show, 888-340-3373. It's a toll-free call, 888-340-3373. Although I don't think that it matters if you have a toll-free number anymore, does it? I thought all the cell phones are like, you know, free minutes, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, glad you're here. Let's go back to John in California because, John, you were getting a little bit in the weeds on this connection. In general, John, I guess what I'm really interested in is, what do you think is going to happen on Tuesday? Do you think Hillary or Donald's going to win? And give me the shorthand as to why you think one or the other is.
Well, I hope Donald wins from the standpoint that maybe he might have his own special interest that he's in the game for. Perfectly fine. But I hope Donald wins because there's one thing that we, the American public, can look to, is that Donald, his businesses and his family businesses right now are retail businesses. Condos, condotels, and the golf courses. So if for some reason he screws up and doesn't do properly, I think we, the American people, and, you know, the consumers, can let him know that we're disappointed.
Sure.
Whereas I want to see Hillary lose because, you know, fundamentally she and Bill are just beating lawyers.
You just don't trust her. You just don't trust her.
Well, it's not so much trust. I mean, it's just you go ahead back and you look at all the corporate crimes that she's done.
Yeah.
You know, the Sherman Act violations, antitrust violations, and that they've gotten away with. You know, I mean, you know, they're smart lawyers, so they get away with it. There's only a 5-year statute of limitations on antitrust.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. But, so who do you think is going to win? You've told us who you would like to see. What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I do think that Donald has some strength right now. I think he's pulling his things together, and it's a very, very close race. You know, I think he could do quite a lot for this country, you know. If he ignores his interest in other countries like both Mexico, Cozumel, he ignores that and he ignores the other project in Batumi, Georgia, you know, I think, he can do some great things for our country.
No, it'll be interesting to see what happens, John. We so appreciate your call and thanks for joining us. Please, call back anytime and keep watching us there on Biz TV on Saturday nights. We are on both radio and television across the country, and so I am grateful for everyone that participates. Let's go to Chuck in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chuck, you're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. How are you handicapping Tuesday? What's going to happen there?
Well, I think that Trump is going to win Nevada. I don't know about the whole election, but I do think he's going to win Nevada. He's got a lot of building going on here, and he's got a lot of Hispanic support. But there was one other topic that I would like to touch bases with you, if I could, real quick, because nobody's touched it. A friend and I were talking about Hillary Clinton's blasé attitude towards the email scandals.
Right.
And then we were talking about the alleged pay-for-play with these diplomats from foreign countries.
Right.
And we started thinking, you know, if they really did try to indict Clinton, and with all the friends that she's made in these foreign countries and the millions that she's got, there's no doubt in my mind she'd obtain diplomatic immunity in one of those places if she could manage to get out of the U.S. I don't think we could touch her.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
What's your thought on that?
That could entirely be something that is far more realistic than people realize. And I actually think that we are coming closer to seeing an indictment leveled against her than there's ever been before. And I don't think she would run first. I think she would try to fight it. She does have good lawyers, as we were just talking about. But I think that, I don't know, I think this laptop that the NYPD found at Anthony Weiner's place, I think it is a treasure trove of evidence on not just one or two big important felonies, but dozens and dozens of them. And everything from child exploitation to money laundering to Clinton Foundation wrongdoing and all kinds of stuff. So I just
absolutely.
That's what the sources inside the NYPD say. We're going to see what happens, but it's going to be interesting. Thanks, Chuck, for your call. Please keep watching us and keep listening every Saturday. Here it's our final show before the big election on Tuesday. Taking your calls, asking you what you think. Let's talk to Gino in the Bronx here in New York. Hello, Gino.
My appeal is very simple to every law-abiding American tax-paying citizen. If you want to keep getting screwed by Obamacare, you want to keep having higher premiums and higher deductibles, you want the scum in Black Lives Matter to murder more police officers like the two that were gunned down in the Bronx, only a couple of miles away from me,
yeah.
Your choice is very simple. If you want a one-party dictatorship, if you want no rule of law, if you want one person to be above the law, then you know who you're going to vote for. If you want Bolsheviks to keep on infesting our country and infesting our judiciary, then you know who you're going to vote for. But if you want to bring back a respect for life, if you want to bring back a respect for the law, if you want to bring back a respect for civility, if you want to bring a respect back for law enforcement and for our brave men and women in our armed forces, if you want to believe that there is no one above the law, that no one can rule without your say-so as the American people, then one choice and one choice only is what you got. Because after this, we got a one-party dictatorship if Donald Trump loses. I know he's bad. I know he's terrible. I know I rooted for Ted Cruz. But now I can't stand the idea that we are going to have a one-party dictatorship with a bunch of left-wing pukes that are going to be dictating to all of us, not just leftists, not just rightists, not just moderates and independents, not just Republicans and Democrats, but all of us. All of us are going to lose our country if we elect Hillary Clinton to the presidency, because she's going to do exactly what Obama's been doing for the last 8 years. He is a Marxist. He is a dictator. If that's the country you want, I want no part of it. But if you want the country that we used to have, if you want to have every man obeying the law and being subject to protection of our Constitution, then your choice must be Donald Trump. Flawed though he may be, Republicans, fine balls that they are,
yep.
You must vote for Trump and you must vote for the Republicans. Otherwise, the Republic is lost. God help us all.
All right. There's Gino from the Bronx. The only problem with Gino is he's just so confused. He's never very clear about anything. And he said he'd keep it to 2 minutes, but he was actually 2 minutes and 7 seconds. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Do not go away.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked bacon.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. We are glad that you're with us every Saturday. We get the gang together. We've got Owen on the phones tonight. We've got Kyle running the audio. We've got Nick doing the video. And next week, one of your favorites, the fabulous Melissa Jane Kronfeld, will be coming back with us. She's going to be in the ladies' lounge, but she's got a whole new emphasis. Of course, she was a big Ted Cruz supporter, and then she kind of flipped and went like in favor of Hillary. That's why I haven't had her back on since. No, kidding. No, she's wanting to use philanthropy to help impact policy. So we're going to have a discussion about how she's doing that in the very hard and fast metropolis of New York, but what can be translated to help that happen all over the place, using philanthropy to influence policy. I love the idea, helping people, making people the end result, helping their lives. Let's go to line two. Frank is in Des Moines. Frank, final chance to weigh in prior to the election on Radio Night Live. Your prediction, first of all, who's going to take your lovely state of Iowa, and what do you think is going to happen Tuesday night?
Well, Trump, I think, is taking Iowa. I want to give a thumbs up to my friend Gino in the Bronx. Guy comes off like a bull in a china shop, but
sort of.
I know he's got, deep down, he's got a heart of gold.
He does.
I'm glad to have him on board the Trump train. I hope and pray, Kevin, the only chance we have at this election, I think Trump will win Iowa. The only hope we have in this election is the underreported silent Trump vote that is not being picked up by the pollsters, because I think it's out there and I think it's about ready to be heard.
Well, besides the fact that the pollsters are all biased and they're oversampled the other side too much. By the way, I don't think it's just going to be Iowa. I think it's going to be Wisconsin. I think he's got a really good shot at Michigan, where Hillary already lost once this year. And I think he's going to do well in Pennsylvania. And if he wins those four states, you're talking to President Trump after next Tuesday as it goes forward.
And hopefully handcuffs for Hillary.
He promised. He promised. It was a campaign promise.
Yeah.
Well, there's no telling what's on that laptop. But anyway. Okay, Frank, we'll wait and see. Do you think it's going to be a big election, or do you think it's going to be really close?
Well, I'll tell you, I've said this all along. If Hillary wins, it'll be a squeaker. If Trump wins it, it'll be landslide proportions.
Yeah, I don't think 84, but I think 80 with Reagan.
Yeah.
I don't think 49-1.
But
yeah.
It'll be considerable.
It'll be interesting. Okay, Frank, thank you. Yeah, friends, here's my official prediction where we're at on Saturday. I reserve the right to change this tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, because I'm doing 5 days of tracking. But 33 states, one congressional district in Maine, total 328 electoral votes. That leaves 210 for Hillary, 17 states, and the District of Columbia at her disposal. That's how I think it's all going to go down. But, you know, none of it matters. What I think, what the, quote, experts think, it, none of it matters. What matters is that you make up your mind what you want our country to be. And then on Tuesday, You don't let anything keep you from getting to that polling place. You pull that lever, and you make your voice heard. The roar of the collective of people self-determining is something that history has never really fully gotten used to, and I hope it never does. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you on the other side next time here on Radio Night Live.
With you. Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.